Hey, MedTalkers. Welcome back to MedTalks, where everything biotechnical rocks. This is your co-host, Abhinav.
And I'm your co-host, Satya.
And in today's episode, we'll be talking about personalized medicine and its potential applications.
Let's check it out.
So, for the viewers who don't know what personalized medicine is, Satya, could you explain a bit about it?
Yeah, so what is personalized medicine, right? So personalized medicine, it's an emerging practice of medicine that basically uses an individual's genetic profile or their genomic data to guide decisions made in the regard of preventing, diagnosing, or treating a certain disease. So this knowledge of a patient's genetic profile can help some doctors select the proper medication or therapy and administer it using the proper dose or regimen. So personalized medicine is being advanced through the scientific field right now, but it's still a very emerging, a very primitive practice that still needs a lot of research behind it.
So when you say using the genomic profile of a person, does that mean we have to get like a DNA test or something before we do personalized medicine?
Yeah, so I'm guessing from the stuff I've read, I'm guessing it's some sort of genome scan where basically they'll scan your whole genome and then they'll take into account or they'll map the sequence of your DNA strand. And then using that sequence and using those genes, they'll be able to tailor make medicines specific to you.
Oh, so they're gonna make like personalized medicine, just
Yeah, so like
it's
all this
just for
medicine
me.
will be specifically tailor-made to your genes and your genomic data. So this has potentials of basically, if someone were to make personalized medicine just for you, essentially they could try and get rid of all the side effects you might encounter based on what your genes look
Oh,
like.
that makes sense. So all these like allergy medications that have like possible side effects, we could get rid of those.
Yeah, it's a possibility, and it's still like a very, what do you call it? It's still a small field of medicine that hasn't grown that much yet, but the possibilities are very large.
It has potential,
Exactly, yeah.
Got it.
So
But
yeah, so I wanted to ask you, so given the big possibilities and potential of personalized medicine, do you think something like this is even possible in the first place?
I mean, it would be pretty cool if it was, but I don't know if we have the tools to even scan a person's genome like that. Like, I know we can look at DNA and do sequencing, but I don't know if we can do it at like that industrial scale where you just walk into a clinic and then they do it right in front of you and they send the medicine that they want to make to the pharmacy. Like, I think we're a long way from that, but if we can like somehow optimize this gene scanning apparatus somehow, then I think it's possible.
Yeah, exactly. I
But
mean, taking a scan of someone's whole gene, it seems something out of a science fiction film or something like that. So, yeah, it seems very far-fetched as of now, but it is very cool to think about.
That's true. Additionally, anything that is like custom made is also has higher prices, and with the medical system that we're in, it's kind of hard to like have insurance companies to pay extra for healthcare that is already really expensive. So we also have to sort out that issue before this becomes a reality.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, anything personalized will require tons of time and especially money because each individual person has to be accounted for. All their data has to be scanned, all of it has to be interpreted, and all their medicines have to be made individually for each person. So it seems like a very time-consuming and monetarily consuming effort.
That's true. I mean, we could possibly do this for like severe cases of like, for example, if a person is like near death, but they have none of the main medications aren't like working on them because their body is reacting violently. We can possibly do this for those, but I don't know if we can do it for every single person though.
Yeah, exactly. I think this will be some sort of priority issue, like which patients have priority for personalized medicine, and probably those who are near death, have near death illnesses, and like you said, the main market medicines don't exactly work, but maybe a tailor-made medicine just for them can help save them. And I think those patients will definitely benefit from something like this.
That's true, yeah.
So,
And
yeah, go
yeah.
ahead.
So we sort of touched on the cost of this, but what do you think like what do you think other costs could be of this personalized medicine? Like, do you think monetary or like legislation or like just like social issues that are going to be involved in this?
Yeah, definitely. I think monetary is the biggest one, especially because if each person has to get their own personalized medicine, it would be definitely very cool and possibly very helpful, but it would also take a lot of resources, especially from healthcare facilities, hospitals, the government, and insurance companies will skyrocket on this policy. So definitely it's going to cost a lot of money, but also it's going to cost a lot of time as well, because to be able to, from what I've seen on this, to be able to interpret someone's individual gene, looking at, let's say, a hospital is full of patients, right? Looking at each individual patient's genes and then interpreting what those genes mean, and then after that, having to create the actual medicine for them, it seems like a very time-consuming process given what we have right now. And so I think that the cost of time will be extremely high as well.
That's an interesting point because when you say that the monetary and the time costs of making medicine, that is a very interesting point because you don't necessarily think about these aspects when you go to the hospital or go to the pharmacy when you buy medication. And then when you have personalized medicine, you also have to think about the regulations and approval process because right now every medication you take is probably FDA approved or some kind of approval from the government, but how do you know, or how is the government going to even approve each and every personalized medicine that is created? Because that's
Exactly,
also an
right.
issue.
Yeah, exactly. The approval process will take a lot of time, and maybe there won't even be an approval process. Like, is it even possible to make an approval process for this? Because each individual medicine will be different from one another, and approving all those will take so much time. And you don't even consider time when you take medicine, right? Usually, you walk in, you get diagnosed, you get the prescription, and you take the medicine or the pill, and then you're basically done, right? You have a weekly or monthly schedule, something like that. But to consider going into the doctor's office and then waiting some certain amount of time before your medicine actually gets to you, that'll be a new sort of factor to consider. So given all this, right, taking into account all these costs and everything, do you think personalized medicine is even practical in the first place? And if so, is it even scalable to a big extent?
Initially, when we discussed this, I thought it was practical if we have the technology, but after we talked about the costs and like the regulations, I don't know if it's practical at all because we can obviously get the technology and improve that, but there's also the social aspect and like the health aspect. Like, how are people going to react to this? If something goes wrong, who's responsible? The doctor that scanned your genome, or the company that made the medicine, or the FDA that approved it, or there's so many moving parts that it's hard to like control the variables in this system, and it
Right.
makes it adds like potential error prone stages in the process. And it's already, and medicine is a field that we're trying to make less errors in, and making more complications is not the way we want to go. But
Exactly.
I think if we can get this social and ethical like tangle that we have, and if we can like somehow fix that issue, I think it's pretty practical. And the scalability part, I don't know, because making machinery that can like automate everything, like we probably need automation for this, and
Yeah, most
I don't
definitely.
know if we have enough for medical purposes. Like, we can do that for like industrial purposes where we make products, but I don't know if we can do it for personalized medicine specifically.
Right, yeah, and you bring up a good point with the error factor because, medicine error is a big thing. We're always trying to minimize the amount of error present in medical operations, right? And if we're introducing more variables, making it more complex, then the error factor only increases, and that's something we don't want to happen.
Yeah, that's
Right,
true.
so exactly, yeah.
But let's go back to the beginning. Let's talk about the genome scan part, right?
Sure.
So amid like the COVID pandemic and everything, people got when they got their COVID vaccination status and everything, people got really afraid of like privacy issues and like all these like social stigmas about this. But once we're actually scanning their genomes and doing like collecting data on them, like what do you think the privacy aspect is? What do you think is going to happen to the privacy aspect? And do you think people or hospitals are going to sell the data to other companies and third parties?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely a big possibility and a scary possibility at that. I mean, all these, if these genome scans are possible, right? Scanning the genomic data, it's going to be all online digital data. And you never know what's going to happen to that digitalized data. It could be sold. It could be, you know, given to other companies and hospitals who may use it for their own purposes. And since it's your individualized genomic data, I feel like you have a right to privacy on your own DNA. And so it's very scary to think that if this becomes online, it could eventually be sold to different companies who you do not want looking at your own DNA. So I think it's a very scary possibility, definitely.
It's just like online data, basically. Like our presence on the internet is like probably sold somewhere to someone through these like social media networks, but that could also happen to medical data, and we don't want that to happen because it's very sensitive information.
Exactly. Medical data is all sensitive, and especially if it's your own individualized DNA, that's like one of the most sensitive topics or data that could be present, right? And that's for that to be spread around the internet or online to other companies, it seems very scary and a big possibility we have to consider when going into this field of personalized medicine.
Yeah, that's an important consideration.
Yeah, so given all this privacy concerns and also just the concerns of scanning one's genome and using it for personalized medicine, do you think we would need new legislation for this? Would it even follow the HIPAA rules? What are the policies behind this? What do you think about that?
Yeah, as I said, like as we talked about earlier, like we first need to sort out the social and like the political aspect of medical data and everything, because I don't think we have any legislation on like how people can store or sell or interact with genomic data, because it's not a major thing right now. But if this happens to be the next big thing, legislation has to quickly adapt to this, and like legislators have to make new laws, new regulations, maybe even new organizations, agencies to overlook this process. So it could go under HIPAA rules, but I don't think HIPAA rules applies. It could apply, but there has to be like a separate section or like an amendment to this for like specifically genomic data.
Exactly. And like you said, like making the new amendments or making the new agencies just for personalized medicine, again, that adds more to that time factor. And it's going to take more time and more approval processes and things like that just for personalized medicine. So again, there's more cost there.
That's true. And with all the delays in the government, like the government moves slowly because they have to get approval from a bunch of different people, a bunch of different parties. And once we get all this, it's probably already going to be, it's going to be much later than the expected date of like arrival of this new technology.
Yeah, exactly. Commercializing personalized medicine will take a lot longer than actually getting it out there in the first place.
Also, another interesting issue comes up when you say commercializing. Is personalized medicine going to be government run, or is it going to be private companies that organize this? Like, how's that system working? Like, there's a lot of things to like consider. Like,
Yeah, exactly. That's a good question, right? Because if it's personalized medicine, again, going back to that individualized genome DNA data, right? The government gives us protection. So do they have protection of our individual data or DNA data, or can private companies basically allow people to sign waivers, have their genome scanned, and then use, you know, their own private facilities to make these personalized medicines? It's a very good question, right? Like it's hard to say which one it'll come under, because it's dealing with private individualized data, and that could fall under a lot of different sensitive categories. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but
yeah, we have to make sure we don't fall into like any ethical pitfalls when we're going through this process, because if we do, they'll set this technology back like a decade before we can even get forward.
Exactly. And that's the problem with a lot of things in medicine, right? It's all sensitive data, so there's a lot of ethical things we have to consider. And
That's
that
true.
can, and the possibility of that setting back technology, like you said, or setting back personalized medicine in this case, it's a big thing we have to consider.
Just like how this one like professor like did gene editing on babies like before it was like approved, right? Like he
Right,
like
right.
did laboratory testing and he did gene editing, but that sent like a social like negative like a negative social response for gene editing as a whole because he didn't follow the proper ethical guidelines to do it. And basically that essentially set CRISPR and gene editing back a few years because the public wasn't supporting it, governments weren't supporting it, etc.
Exactly. And a very similar thing could happen to this. Like the possibility of something similar is happening to personalized medicine is very high. And I think we mentioned a bit about that professor in our CRISPR episode. I
We
don't
did.
remember if we did, but I'm pretty sure we did. So if you guys want to go ahead and check out that episode, we talk a little bit more about gene editing and the ethics behind that. But coming back to personalized medicine, I think you definitely something like that happening to this field is a very
Could
likely
happen.
possibility.
But let's put all this aside, Satya. Let's just assume everything works properly, and let's assume like everything is working properly. There's no pitfalls, no errors or anything.
Sure.
But do we even know enough about the genome to say, okay, I see this DNA strand here. It has this code. That means this thing. This disease, like, do doctors even have that much data available?
So, simple answer, definitely not, in my opinion, because I think a lot of research surrounding DNA and the genome is it's rapidly growing, but we still have a lot more to learn. And although we've discovered a lot more things about the genome, you know, ever since we figured out the base pairings to now mapping and sequencing that genome and then getting that DNA onto a computer, and even things like how we talked about, we can store data as DNA in the previous episode, things like that are rapidly emerging, and we're still learning so much about the genome that we haven't even considered before. And for that reason, because it's growing so fast, it leads me to believe that we still have so much left to explore on the genome that making personalized medicine using that genome seems very far-fetched as of now because we just simply do not have all the information about the genome that we need.
That
So
makes
yeah,
sense. So
definitely.
you're essentially saying that we don't have enough pieces of the puzzle to like put everything we know about the genome together. Like there's still missing gaps in the human genome that we don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, let's say there's a whole book about the genome, right? All the knowledge we have right now could probably be one chapter, or maybe even one page in that chapter. Who knows, right? But there's still so much out there that we haven't discovered yet. And for that reason, I don't think we have all the information we need to bring personalized medicine to life right now.
There's a lot of roadblocks to bring personalized medicine in.
Exactly, right.
I don't know if it's gonna be practical or scalable, but let's just hope for the best. And I think it'll be pretty cool if it does happen.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, personalized medicine is a very, very cool field. It's a very science fiction type field. And if it were to come to life, that would be amazing. There's a lot of roadblocks, a lot of ethical pitfalls we have to consider. But if we're able to cross all these, advance the technology far enough, bringing something like this to the world would be super beneficial, given that we can get past all these setbacks.
I mean,
So,
that's common for most medical stuff, but I feel like personalized medicine has like a few more roadblocks
yeah, sure,
and
exactly. And this can apply to a lot of things we've discussed in previous episodes, like CRISPR, if you mention that again. A lot of things in medicine have a lot of roadblocks, and if we can get past those roadblocks, they can be immensely beneficial to the world. And personalized medicine is just one of those things in medicine that, again, follow that same pattern of as long as we can get past the setbacks, it'll spark loads of innovation and benefits for people and patients across the world. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good closing remark there, Satya, that covers basically everything that we talked about.
Yeah, of course. Thank you guys so much. And Abhinav, do you have anything else you want to add, or should we end it here?
I don't have anything else. We can end it here.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Thank you all for listening in to today's episode. We talked about personalized medicine and discussed some of the ethical pitfalls and some of the pros and cons of such a topic. So thank you guys again for listening in. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please go ahead and check out our other episodes if you haven't done so already, and stay tuned for the next one. See you next time, MedTalkers.